Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wanted to talk Zach Ertz for a moment. If you go back to the beginning of last season, Danny, over the first month, Zach Ertz was pretty quiet. In fact, to this point in the year, he did not have a touchdown last year. He's got two this year. His yards per reception are actually up to 10.6. He's done a couple of things after the catch this year.
Yeah, that Green Bay game where he was, you know, that caught the ball to Ryan, what, like the 14-15, made a guy miss, little shimmy, little shake, little Chris Cooley stanky leg, get in the end zone.
So I don't watch him and say he looks different than last year, worse than last year. Based on his age at 34, everyone's going to wonder when he gets quiet with production. You start to wonder, is he washed or is it happening? I don't see that at all. But over the last 2 weeks, he has just two catches for 21 yards. This past week, one target, it was a bad ball from Jaden that was a little high and hot right before halftime when Ertz was actually open. And I can think of some other plays where Mariota missed him in Atlanta when he ran a great route and got open on a third down. So there's been just some failure to connect, so to speak. But no catches this past week. I could not believe this stat when I saw it. That was the first time he has played in a game and not caught a ball since 2014.
That's pretty wild.
This dude's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely is a gold jacket guy. I mean, that's like Art Monkey-ing, you know what I mean? Just in terms of like the consistency of getting the football when,
that was
when
his
plays.
Sophomore year before he became a star. And
right.
The next year he caught like 70 balls. So ever since he's become a tight end one and a guy drafted early in fantasy drafts, he has not gone a single game without a catch until last week.
I believe it. I mean, he is so good. And even, you know, before he lost a couple miles an hour on his fastball in terms of explosion and sprint speed and you know, being quick, he's always had that box out gene. He's always had that I'm going to get open in a confined space, quarterback's best friend, which is such an awesome thing, right? That's what's so key and pivotal. And that surprises me, honestly, this past game that he didn't have any catches.
So my perception on what's happening is I think Debo's usage.
I think that's it.
Is cutting into Zach Ertz's production. And on Take Command with Logan Paulson, a former tight end who studies the position really, really closely, watches all the tape, I asked him about this. Is it a Debo thing? Does he see any less explosiveness or difference in twitch or anything early this season? Here's what Logan Paulson said on a new episode of Take Command that'll be dropping later tonight.
I think when you look at this last game, I think that's a credit to Derwin James more than anything, man. That dude's an absolute stud. Like, his ability to cover slot receivers and cover Zach, like, Zach's really skilled, really savvy, really nuanced, but Zach wins, like, if you go back to the Green Bay game, he wins with a certain amount of physicality and size advantage in addition to his route stems and kind of like the vet, you know, old man YMCA basketball stuff. But Derwin James was like, cool, like, I'm big and strong and I'm really fast and like you might get open, but it's going to be late in the down. And I think it's a testament to maybe one of the better coverage safeties in the NFL in Derwin James, as opposed to a criticism of Zach. So I think Zach's in a good spot. I think there's going to be games where he's really productive like he was last year. And I do think the other thing that's not showing up in those statistics is all the pass interference calls that he's drawn over the first couple weeks of the season. So I think Zach's fine. I think he's still going to be a feature of the offense. I think I'm glad you brought up the Debo thing. One of the things I have noticed is they are using Debo in terms of route allocation based on concept. Debo's getting more of the Zach Ertz kind of route tree, which makes sense because he's an explosive playmaker. So I think that's probably, you know, cannibalizing some of the touches for Zach there. But, I'm not worried about Zach at all. I think he looks great. Had a couple nice blocks in this game, which is awesome for him in against L.A. So I think, you know, there's going to be games where he's going to be hyper-productive and be the guy that he was or he can be versus man coverage when the matchup dictates.
There's some 7 for 65 in a touchdown games coming. I do think that when the offense allows them to get to him and he's open in the middle of the field, they're going to find him. By the way, the numbers are very similar right now to a year ago. Through the first 5 games of the 2025 season, Ertz has 14 catches for 149 yards and 2 touchdowns on 21 targets. Last year, he had 17 catches for 160 without a touchdown on 24 targets. So you're talking about 3 fewer targets, 3 fewer catches, 11 fewer yards, and 2 more touchdowns. So it's kind of a wash. His yards per catch this year from last year at this time, 9.4 to 10.6. So he's been more efficient. His catch percentage on targets has dipped slightly from about 71% to 67%.
But still, you know, I would say statistically negligible, but not like an overreaction type
Correct.
Thing. I mean, he had 3 games last year with less than 12 yards. 3 games last year, he went 1 for 5, he went 2 for 10, 1 catch for 12 against Philadelphia. So I just think he had that now. I mean, early on this year, you saw what he was capable of, right? When he's now a little bit of a focal point, right? He had 6 for 64 against Green Bay. He was their best offense. Nobody else really did much of anything in that game. But I think, A, it's more options. B, you know, part of that is, you know, maybe a comfort level with Mariota and he when Daniels wasn't playing. Or, you know, you got to give some credit to defenses as well, knowing that maybe where the safety blanket is. The only time I get annoyed or concerned about a lack of touches for guys, we've talked about this a million times, is if the offense is unproductive and the guys that are dependable playmaking helpers are not getting the chance to do so, I'd rather have Deebo Samuel have the ball than Zach Ertz, respectfully. I mean, Zach Ertz is good. I know exactly what he is. But if I've got a choice between the two, it's obviously, you know, this is a false choice. But if I've got a pick between the two, I'll target Deebo Samuel every time.
Well, of course you will. And that's not why I bring it up, to be clear. I'm not suggesting that he needs the ball more or this is a problem. I think that all offseason we had a reoccurring conversation on Bobby Wagner and how he runs in space and is that going to be an issue about Zach Ertz and, hey, you're re-signing these guys. You did these one-year deals. Now you're doing these multi-year deals to keep them around. You're worried about them hitting the wall a little bit, right? This is not an Alex Ovechkin situation where they're going to be scoring 40
where he
goals
is the wall
at 40 years old. And so I'm just taking inventory. He did something this weekend, or in this case didn't do something, that he hasn't done since 2014. But I don't think the reaction should be that he's slowing down. I actually think it has nothing to do with that, or very little to do with that, and more to do with the fact that Debo's here, the fact that how they're using him is going to take away from Ertz, and lastly, and maybe most importantly, they're getting it in different ways. They haven't needed that to the same extent necessarily.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.